Canadian Health Services Research Foundation Knowledge Transfer. Public reporting. One piece of the quality improvement puzzle. You're listening to Longwoods Radio, your healthcare source for ideas, new policies, and best practices. Public reporting of health system performance continues to gain prominence as an effective accountability technique in Canada and elsewhere. Its status has come as a result of its ability to respond to long-standing public expectations for transparency, as well as policy and provider commitments to healthcare quality improvement. Synonymous with report cards, public reporting is commonly thought to inform patient healthcare decision-making. However, the research evidence suggests Canadians are, for the most part, unenthusiastic when it comes to assessing health system performance indicators. For example, in cardiovascular care, report cards have been available for more than a decade, but with little use by patients. While research shows patients do not generally use report cards, it does show that healthcare providers and facilities use them to identify areas that are working well and areas where providers should consider making improvements. Although riddled with some controversy over its use, public reporting is likely here to stay. According to a newly published synthesis, Public Reporting on the Quality of Healthcare, Emerging Evidence on Promising Practices for Effective Reporting, the most important question to ask about public reporting is not whether it should be done, but rather how it can be done effectively. Commissioned by the CHSRF in partnership with the Ontario Health Quality Council, this research project aimed to promote a better understanding of the evidence around effective strategies and promising practices for public reporting on the quality of healthcare. In their report, Wallace, Thier, Verral, and Chan provide a comprehensive review of the literature and results of key informant interviews, which aim to identify the key components of an effective public reporting program. Wallace et al. Identify that in Canada, federal and provincial governments, as well as independent or arm's-length agencies, are undertaking different initiatives to report on healthcare quality by type of intervention or a specific disease. Despite this, the authors propose that there is no single best approach to reporting effectively. Rather, there are a number of factors to take into consideration to develop an effective reporting program, such as knowing the needs of the audience, defining clearly its objective, and cultivating the media to be able to disseminate the right message. Understanding that one size does not fit all when it comes to public reporting on quality of care, Wallace et al. Suggest a framework that incorporates six components for developing a public reporting program. 1. Objectives. Defining the objectives of a report is the most important step in the process. The literature and report identify that organizations typically report for three reasons: to improve accountability, quality, and/or consumer choice. 2. Audience. The target audience is determined by the objectives of the reporting process and can vary dependently on who is to be held accountable, how quality improvement can be addressed, or whether consumer choice is the desired outcome. 3. Report content. The content of a report should be informed by the nature of the audience and what is to be accomplished. For example, if the intended audience is policy and decision makers with a regional health authority, the content or indicators would be different from those in a report that is intended for clinical healthcare providers, such as nurses. 4. Product. The final product should be presented in such a way that is appropriate for and easily understood by the audience. 5. Distribution. Reaching the target audience involves taking some weighted risks, for example, relying on passive channels of distribution, such as newspaper inserts, physician waiting rooms, and libraries. Imposes the risk of failure of the product reaching consumers of care. Meanwhile, other methods, such as engaging the news media to promote quality reporting, may get the product into consumers' hands, but it can take considerable effort and lead to the delivery of messages that are sensationalized or misrepresented. 6. Impact. While there is some evidence to suggest that public reporting can lead to small improvements in the quality of care, there is no solid evidence in its impact on increasing or improving accountability in the health system. Full evaluations of the impact of reporting have been limited due to high costs. Improving quality begins with an open and honest acknowledgement that things are going well and not so well. With that mindset, Wallace et al. Intend to start a discussion about improving the quality of care in Canada through reporting processes. However, the authors recognize that report cards are best considered one piece of the puzzle for improving quality. This has been Longwoods Radio. Thanks for listening.